Hello, everyone. Amber Irwin here with Social Speak Network, and we are helping people find their passion and start their freelance business. And through these interviews, we are interviewing amazing women and men that have started a freelance business and been able to be successful with it. And we want to hear their journeys and their struggles and how it just empowers us to start our own business. So today we have Jerry with us. Welcome, Jerry.
Hi, Amber. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. So tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Like I said, my name is Jerry Morgan, and my husband and I own an IT business in Denver. So we provide IT consulting to businesses, whether they're a solopreneur working out of their kitchen or up to brick and mortar locations with up to 30 employees. So we do computer consulting, we do repairs, we do cybersecurity, the whole gamut of those things that help us run our business productively.
And did you and your husband start this business together?
We did. We started the business the year we were getting married. So we actually started this business together that crazy year when you're getting the wedding going and all that. So we actually started that business together.
But you have nothing else to do.
Yeah, I know. It was a little crazy, but it was kind of significant of, I think, how we would live our lives later. You know, it's just, you know, just constant in constant. Let's do this and let's do that.
Oh my goodness. So how were you in corporate before that? Like, what made you guys think of let's start a business, A, and then B, let's start an IT business?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, I was in corporate for 23 years. I worked in the sunglass industry. I worked for 5 different versions of the same company. I was with Bausch & Lomb, Luxottica, Safilo. You know, I was here in Denver. I was on the East Coast and back. And my husband worked, I think, 15 years in corporate, and he was corporate IT. And really the way it came up is we both had kind of built positions in corporate where we made really good money. We had great vacation time benefits, but we would walk into that building and it would like suck the air out. Like, we hated it. You know, we were just like, oh my God. And so we were talking one night and he was just like, you know, this is what I want to do. And I was just like, well, let's do it. And so 3 months later, we actually started the business while we were working those full-time jobs and planning our wedding and, you know, all that. And, and that was 8 years ago, and we love it. You know, it's definitely ups and downs always, but, you know, I can't imagine going back to corporate now. I can't imagine it.
And did you guys have a family? I mean, you guys were just getting married. Did you guys have a family or starting a family while you were doing this as well? Like, what's that?
You know what happened? We got married the end of that first year. And then the second year when we were in business, we found out that we were expecting twins. So, and that was still that time when we're building the business, we were working the full-time jobs, you know, and then, you know, and then we kind of brought the babies, you know, into the mix. And that's always been a big kind of thing that people that knew us, you know, kind of as we were just starting to network, just thought it was funny because it was like, oh, these are the crazy people that start a business together before they were married and now they're having twins. And I was networking, you know, because that first 3 years of business, I mean, really, especially for IT, you have to do, you know, in-person networking. Yeah. And so I was, up until, you know, that 8th month, you know, pregnant with twins, you know, and, it, you know, so I would show up and they'd be like, oh, you know, she's still here. So, you know, so it was definitely, you know, and that was always part of what we wanted to do. Like, we knew, you know, we knew that we wanted to, you know, have a family, and we knew that we wanted, you know, the business. So to some degree, you know, we did want that, but kind of as close together as we did, it was probably not the best plan, but I wouldn't recommend it, but it definitely is fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? It kept you on your toes. Never a dull moment.
Never, never, ever.
So how has, like, so you said you did a lot of in-person networking, and mm-hmm. that was really because, you know, building those relationships, right. They're trusting you with their devices, their computer. Right. I mean, and that's their world. Mm-hmm. So networking was a big way of building that business early on.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, and I will say, coming from corporate, that's not something that comes naturally.
I was going to ask that,
You know,
yeah.
it does not come naturally at all, and especially that had to be primarily me, because with my husband being a tech person, I mean, he's your classic tech person. You put a computer in front of him, he'll talk to you all day, but going to those networking events was hard. So that was definitely something that I had to learn and I wasn't comfortable with. But it's one of those things, as we go through our business, there's all these things that we never had to do before that make us uncomfortable that we have to do. But those are the things that really make us grow and help us push the business
Yeah.
through, those things we really don't want to do.
Yeah. Well, and it's, I always found too, like, when you work for corporate, whether you have to go to a meeting or a conference or whatever, you have corporate behind you. Like, I'm representing this company. And when you are yourself, you're like, it's just me. Like, this is, I'm representing myself. And that's scary. And I think that networking piece, I mean, I remember my first networking group, and still to this day, it's just like, that anxiety. I love networking, but anxiety. So it's learning those new skills. And then as a married couple, then you have to figure out those strengths and weaknesses for each other. So how would
Absolutely.
you guys divide those roles?
And for us, it was pretty easy. I know some other people that are married couples that have a business that's harder because they both have the same skill set. And with us, it was always different, and that I don't do I do a little bit of the tech work now, but not much of it. So really, that whole other part of the business that was, customer service, that was sales, that was kind of administrative stuff, I kind of ran that, and then the tech piece he ran. But as we've grown, that has become a little bit more difficult, because at some point you have to put processes in place to be able to grow the business. And so that part gets a little bit more difficult, because like I will have to step into that tech piece and say, okay, we need to have, systems here that when you're not here, somebody who's not you can go through, can go through and do those things. So it's actually something that is becoming more difficult now, where it wasn't earlier when it was just the two of us.
Yep, and that's kind of that place of growing, where do you want to just be content with just the two of you, and it's working, that you're going to make that money, or are you wanting to take it to that next level? And that's the biggest thing, is putting those systems in place. So have you guys, like, I'm always curious when it's husband-wife team, because you have your marriage, you have parenthood, and you have the business hat. And so there's different roles for each of those hats that you wear. So as a business owner and putting those processes in place, what have you guys found to be most successful? Like, do you guys have team meetings? Like, what works for you guys?
I would say really, when we moved the business out of the house, that was very helpful, because it was very complicated when we were home-based, and then we were working from home, our kids were home, we were home. And so, once we moved the business to our office, that primarily most of those business conversations and those business, planning type things, happen during the day when we're at the office, and definitely team meetings are super important, and that part is, for husband and wife businesses, that's harder, because you feel like you see each other all the time. And so in the beginning, it's like, oh, it feels stupid, planning a meeting. But no, you do need to plan a meeting, because you'll forget, because you'll be like, oh, I'll ask him about this. And so it's like, no, on Fridays, on Fridays from, 9 to 10, that's our meeting to go through, kind of pending issues. And with the kids, our kids are little, they're 7, and I just feel like when your kids are little, that piece is always a tad more complicated, so that piece, I don't feel like we're as organized and on it as I would like to be with that. But it definitely gets better as they get older.
Well, and I think too, like, just that accountability, because you guys are, husband wife team. I know, like, with Caitlin and I being business partners for 8 years, like, setting that time aside and saying, like, we have the same thing. Monday mornings, 9:30 is our call. And being accountable to that. Like before we'd be like, oh, okay, let's just move it, or this doesn't work. And you know, oh, something came up, but now it's like, no, this is our business. Like we want to grow this. Like we have to have that unless something, you know, does need a change. But yeah, scheduling around the kids and I mean, they're in school now or getting ready to go back to school.
Right. Yes. Yeah. They go back to school. I've actually got them at two different schools. So one goes back to school next week and then the other one goes back to school in 2 weeks. But, and that's the thing, cause everybody talks about, you know, like when you have a business and you have kids, summer is hard. But a lot of times I think when they're in school is harder because there's, you know, there's so many, you know, especially now there's so many, you know, oh, this day we don't have school and this day we have conferences and this day we have tests and it's like, oh, it's already time for like a fall break and, you know, and the activities and, you know, and sports and all that, you know, so it is, you know, it is easier, but I mean, there's a lot of moving parts to stay on top of.
Yeah.
Right.
And did you, so because you guys are both working from home, like do you also have to divide those roles? Like, because sometimes, you know, if the woman's working and she has her business, the husband's still in corporate America, it still falls on the woman to do everything. But because your husband's doing a lot of the tech work, I mean, I'm sure he's out and stuff like that. So
I will say we do divide it to some degree, but at the end of the day, IT is a fire drill. And, you know, he's still our primary technician. So the problem is, you know, we'll maybe have one day a week, you know, where, you know, I'll have him get one of the kids after school, because the problem that'll come up with IT is if you schedule him, you know, to pick somebody up and then somebody's server crashes, you know, it's going to be even more complicated figuring it out at the end of the day. So we'll have one day with that, but I mean, more with him, it's gotta be, you know, helping out on weekends.
Yeah.
Week. It's too hard to plan for.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Right. So your kids are 7.
Yes.
So they're twins, boy, girl, twin, boys.
A boy and a girl, Zoe and Zach.
So do they notice like that you guys run your own business? Do they see that like the ups and downs? Like what have they said about?
I think that part is pretty cool because they don't remember anything different, you know, because we've had the business as long as they've been alive and we did the business part-time, I think until they were 4. And then we were both able to quit our full-time jobs and do this full-time. And, you know, so this is all they know, but it's really interesting because they're definitely part of the business and we've made them part of the business. So our customers know them. I'll have customers asking, you know, do you have Halloween pictures, what they were for Halloween this year? But they do, they'll come in the office and, you know, my daughter will say, oh, I fix computers. And you can tell she's a little engineer already, you know? And so, they really, you know, and they'll notice, you know, we had like a bus stop ad and, you know, we drove by and my son's like, why are my parents at the bus stop? You know, so they do, you know, they notice stuff. And so they do, and they say, oh, daddy's got to help a customer. So, I mean, they know that, you know, that we have our own business. And the thing I thought was really interesting is they recognize the logo from a really early age. And so I just think because I'm a marketer now, I think, that's really interesting. Like even before they could read, they had seen the logo on something like, oh, that's mommy and daddy's work. You know? And I was like, oh, there you go. There's some brand.
Branding
at 3. I like it.
I love it. So you guys started the business and what, you guys are both still working your corporate jobs.
Yeah.
Okay. Two questions. How did you find the balance to raise twins, both work? Did you have outside help? And the second question would be, what was that final straw like to say, that's it? Like, was the business at a certain level? You know, what was that final straw?
I'll tell you, our struggle always was, we were making good money, you know, and we were both in our 40s when we started the business. And I always say, if you're younger, it's kind of a less complicated or a shorter journey to get there. But for us from the get-go with the business, we were not happy with, with what we were doing. But because we were in our 40s, you know, we had, you know, a house, you know, cars, you know, and then with the kids, we had to get the business to, you know, a certain point. But I will tell you, the business was nowhere near replacing those incomes,
right,
when we made the switch. But we got, you know, we had to get the business to the point where, you know, we couldn't fit it in those nooks and crannies anymore. And then it was like, okay, you know, you have to decide, you know, either we're doing this or we're not. But I will tell you, for me, I tried after my husband left to do the business full time. I really tried to stay at my corporate job because I had killer insurance, and that insurance piece is big. You know, if both of you are self-employed, and I'll tell you, there was a gentleman that worked for me for 14 years, and we were going to have to lay him off. And we had a new owner of the company, and they had said, if we were going to lay him off, they're like, oh, what severance is required? We said none. And he's like, oh, well then nothing. And I was like, oh no, you know, and that was like the piece for me when I went home and I told my husband, I said, I can't work with these people. Cause like at one point it, you know, it felt like it was, they cared about the people that work there. And with that, I was like, you know what? Nobody cares about anybody that's here. I said, I can't do this even for really good insurance. And within a month, you know, I had left too. And that's when we just said, okay, this is just it. We have to run, you know, make it happen. And that was 4 years ago.
Wow. And do you feel, you know, that you guys over the course of the 4 years that you've left, right, that you have met or exceeded those financial goals that you guys set for yourself?
We have exceeded the goals that we set for ourselves initially.
Yeah.
You know, and the thing when you have a business, you always want to be doing a lot more than, you know, a lot more than you are. But I will tell you that I didn't realize when we were doing both how that split focus really impedes your business. Because I'll tell you, that first year when it was us focusing on the business,
yeah,
we grew by like 147% that year. I mean, it was
your heart and soul in it.
Because it was just like, this is what we're doing. And a lot of times, even just the emotional energy,
yeah,
a corporate job or, you know, a part-time job or whatever, just even the emotional energy it takes, you don't, you know, you think, oh, it's the same thing with multitasking. You think, oh, I can work on this and this and this. Well, you can, but, you know, are you going to really accomplish what you want to accomplish?
Yep, exactly. Mm-hmm. So I love that, because, and I'm assuming too that you guys have had to work as, you know, the business partners side,
right,
to put that hat on and say, what are our goals for this quarter or this year, or where do we see this business going, and making, yeah, sure that those core values that you each have align, mm-hmm, with the business and those goals align.
Yeah. And the other thing that was really good initially is we worked with a business coach, probably that, we'd worked with him off and on since we had started the business, but that year when we started doing it full time, it was really good to sit down with him. Cause even for me, I had plans for the business that were not realistic. And so we had sat down with him and he looked at me, and he said, okay, so he says, you know, Bill, right? Your husband. I said, yeah, I know him. He says, oh, you like him? I said, yeah. And he said, oh, okay, because this will kill him. I'm like, oh, okay. And so that was really good to have kind of an outside person come in and look and say, okay, as much as you want to grow, you can't grow all that all at the same time, because you can't sustain huge growth like that, you know, unless you've got a big amount of capital coming in that you can add, you know, that you can add people at it, you know. And that was something I was like, oh, you got a good point. So,
right. Yeah. So then that brings up my next question. Are you guys at the point of like expanding, or have you found that you need to bring on, maybe it's another IT person or VA, or how does that look for you guys?
Yeah, we are at the point where we need, you know, we need more people, because even right now we've kind of created a business, it's very hard to take time off, you know? And so that's definitely, that's not what you want. So we need for sure, you know, because what we've done in the past is we've kind of ebbed and flowed, is we've had subcontractors that we've worked with on the technician side, but we really need a technician that, you know, that is working exclusively with us. So we actually need to actually add an official employee for that.
Okay.
And then the thing that we will be adding in the next couple of weeks is a part-time office assistant as well. So we are at the point where, you know, we have to add people. And even for us, our plans always were to create something that we would have locations throughout the country.
Right.
And, you know, so we feel like we have spent the time to get the systems in place that, you know, as we plug the people in, it will be setting them up for success, where any earlier we wouldn't have been, because it just would have been, you know, it just would have been a hot mess.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that that's like a big thing. And a lot of people, when they get started in the business, they do see that potential of where they can go and those big numbers and that they're moving in that direction, but they forget those systems and processes. So they grow so quickly, but then it ends up kind of fizzling out because they don't have those processes and systems put in place.
Right. And what'll happen even is that people will just get frustrated, yeah, you know, cause it's just like, okay, I'm going to hire this person. And then you don't have the processes. And then the person fails and then they're just like, oh, you know, I don't want to hire anybody because they're a pain. And they may be,
right,
but a lot of times, like if you don't give them the systems, and I've seen people where they bring people in and they don't train them, and then they're leaving them on their own, and then they're frustrated with them. So, but creating those processes, it's hard. You know, it is really hard to sit down and do that.
Yeah. Well, and to think of, you know, because it's you and your husband or you and your business partner, right, you guys work so well together and you know, right, okay, these are the tasks you do, but to put those mm-hmm. tasks in place of,
right,
here's how we use our accounting system, and here's how we invoice, mm-hmm. and here's how we, you know, are, you know, all those things. I know that Caitlin and I have had struggled with that too. Like just figuring out what are those daily things we do? What are those processes? What does each client, you know, cause each client's going to be different based on their needs. So that takes a lot of time.
Mm-hmm. It absolutely does. And the thing that's helpful too, is when you have somebody that is not responsible for those tasks go through and look at it. That was really helpful too, because my husband, you know, and even for me, you know, there's things that I do, and he'll even say, he's like, I'm more worried about something happening to you than me. But, you know, but he'll, because he's been doing it so long, he'll leave out 8 steps because it's just, you know, cause it's like, oh, that's so simple. And it's just like, wait, how did you get here? Oh, well, I did this. This. So it is really good, because officially, once you have those systems in place, you should be able to put a much less skilled person in that position, and they should be able to get there, you know, maybe not get there as fast as you would, but they should be able to get there. And if they can't, you have to go back and look and see what's missing.
Yep. And I think too, that, you know, managing those expectations when you are bringing on someone, you have that process in place,
right,
you guys have been doing it for 8 years. And I know that, like, I do the same thing. I'm like, okay, here's how you do this. And our interns or the people that work for us, they're like, same thing. How did you get there? Like, I'm missing these pieces. I'm like, I didn't even think about that. And so then giving them that grace period of learning it.
Right.
But the idea behind those systems and processes is to be able to bring somebody, set them down, give them the manual, and tell them, you know, how it works, and then they should be able to
do it. Absolutely. And the other thing that we started doing that I think is helpful too is really mapping out long-term what positions are gonna exist in our company. They don't necessarily exist now. And so maybe 12 of those roles are mine and 10 of them are Bill's, but really mapping out what those positions are and starting to write up procedures for those, that as we grow, we're ready to bring those in. So that's a good
exercise. That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yeah.
So where do you, What's one of the hardest struggles or obstacles that you guys have had since you started your business?
You know, I really think the hardest obstacle for us really is trying, because I don't think there is balance, to tell you the truth. I don't think there is. And so I think our biggest struggle is trying to, because the business is our baby too. I mean, we love it. You know, we love it, but really not letting the business take over so much of the, you know, the family piece. So I will say, you know, other than that first couple of years, that's hard for everybody. And that's a huge struggle. But, you know, for us now, you know, especially now, is really trying to create, you know, a way that we're spending, you know, more, you know, concentrating more on, you know, putting our effort into that family time. Because the business, if you let it, it will suck. It will suck time, you know, from the things that, and initially when you start a business, what you want to be doing, you know, in, you know, kind of your vision is you're creating something that's going to enable, oh, this will be great because then I'll be able to pick my kids up after school and we'll be able to do activities and this and that. And so to some degree, you always have to try to keep that, you know, keep that vision in mind too, because if you don't, you know, the business will pull you.
Yeah, definitely. Well, and I think that, you know, again, that's why we started our own businesses, is yes, to have that freedom and that flexibility and create that lifestyle. Yeah. But you're 100% right. If, like, I love to work, like, mm-hmm, I love my daughter to death. She's right, my heart and soul, but I love to meet new people, set up those meetings, learn about their businesses. And so, yes, I can totally, you know, before I had her, I'd work 12, 13 hours a day, mm-hmm, but it wasn't work. It was doing what I love to do. And so, yes, creating that balance for your family, like what works, but being, yes, not losing that sight of why you started the business. So having that time with the kids, like, that's huge.
Yes, absolutely.
So last question for you. Mm-hmm. What is one piece of advice that you would give a fellow mother individual that is looking to start their own business, on their own freelance business? Mm-hmm.
You know, I would say don't be afraid. And the other thing is don't try to make it too perfect, because that was my big struggle in the beginning, is that I'm a big perfectionist. And so there's so many things to create your own business that you have to learn and have to get good at that are not part of your natural skill set. Yeah. And there's so many things, especially with marketing it. That marketing piece is huge for your business and being consistent in it. And if you worry about trying to make that perfect every time, you're not going to have the number of touches that you need. That's so I would say, just, you know, don't overthink it. You know, don't overthink it. If you want to do it, you know, go for it, and don't worry about trying to make everything perfect all the time. And truthfully, I think a lot of times the people that are kind of more imperfect are more authentic. Yes. And, you know, and so, you know, so you kind of pull your people in easier than when you're, you know, it's like, oh, that lady's perfect. I could not work with her.
Right. Yeah. People want to do business with people they know, like, and trust. So being authentic and, you know, yeah, showing your flaws, or not have, your life does not have to be perfect. I love that. I love that. And okay, so one last question. I always like to know, how does, like, social media, digital marketing, how does that play a role in your business today?
You know, that's huge. You know, that is huge in our business. And that's something I'm self-taught in, you know, on that. But even for me, like, Instagram all of a sudden is huge. Yeah. You know, and we've always used Facebook quite a bit for our business. Right. You know, and we've always consistently blogged, and it's one of those things that when we started our business, my husband had done our website, and it was really funny because I was like, "Do you want to push that out or whatever you do?" And he's like, "No, no, because if I push it out too soon, people are gonna be calling." And then, of course, the day we pushed it out, we're like picking up our phones. Is this thing working? You know, all that it takes time. So, you know, all of those pieces are huge in our business and have helped because we've done most of our marketing very hyper local. You know, and so I have a lot of people that pick up the stuff we have on Facebook and then they'll finally call, you know. And so I think, and the other thing that I think is big right now is for people really to embrace the video. Cause I think the video is a great, you know, is a great thing. And that goes back to the whole, don't worry about the making it perfect. Cause it won't.
Right. Yep. Yep. And I think, you know, with the video too, it's really nice because people can connect with you. They see who you are. They hear right. your voice. They can feel, you know, okay, this is the type of person they are. And yeah. so it's good because you're just able to connect with your audience in such a deeper level.
Yes.
Then when you bring in those clients, it's not those coupon clippers. It's really the people that want to bring you on as their IT company forever.
Yes. And that's what we want. That's what we all want. So
I love it. And so do you guys just service people in the Denver area, or can you work on things remotely? How can people find you?
Yeah. I mean, we work on things remotely all the time. So we've got clients all over the country, in person. We're here in Denver.
Okay.
You know, and so we're at codebluecomputing.com. And so you can get information about the business there. You can schedule, you know, appointments and, you know, and definitely if somebody's got an issue, we just open a remote session. And truthfully anymore, probably 80% of the time you can resolve most things remotely.
Yep. Yep. Oh, I love it. Well, thank you so much, Jerry, for being with us today. I am so excited to connect with you and hear your story. So thank you.
Thanks.
Have a great day.
All right. Bye.
Bye.